KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret Demaribus, and it's 9:02. The Magnuson-Stevens Act, the federal law that manages and regulates the nation's fisheries, will expire on September 30th. On Wednesday, a U.S. House committee formally started the reauthorization process. APRN's Peter Granitz reports changes could be on the horizon for how the government monitors fishermen's catch. The Magnuson-Stevens Act has been law for more than 30 years. It was last amended in 2006. It put an end to foreign fishermen legally harvesting seafood in American waters, and it stabilized many fisheries by enforcing catch limits. No member of the House Natural Resources Committee present yesterday morning indicated they'd let the program expire, and everyone who testified said it should be continued, though with some changes. Commercial fishermen and industry representatives complained about the requirement to have human observers on vessels, recording the size of the catch and the bycatch.
If they were allowed to use less high-tech methods and cheaper methods, they could survive.
That's Bob Dooley, president of the United Catcher Boats. His company fishes the West Coast and throughout Alaska. He says the captain is responsible for covering the cost of an observer, and it's prohibitively expensive.
It's north of $900 a day right now, approaching $1,000, for the government to provide an observer.
That number could neither be verified nor applied to the various fisheries in the state. It took many by surprise, including NOAA's Sam Rauch. He says NOAA is concerned about the cost of observers and is interested in pursuing cameras in their place. But there are issues.
A technological issue, what can the cameras tell you now? They're very good at the moment of identifying discard events. Did somebody throw something overboard? They're not yet to the point where they can identify individual fish.
On top of that, NOAA would have to adapt regulatory requirements to include the cameras. Congressman Don Young, an original author of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, says the observer program was not a part of the original authorization. Young says he's considering writing a provision into the reauthorization that would allow commercial fishermen to use newer technologies to monitor the catch. The Alaska legislature has passed a resolution applauding state officials for fighting federal overreach. The House passed SJR 2 by Senator Fred Dyson on Wednesday. Federal overreach has been one of the most prevalent themes this legislative session. SJR 2 is one of a handful of measures that have been aimed at the issue. It urges Congress and the President to recede from overextending federal authority into management of state resources. The resolution will be sent to Governor Sean Parnell, but Dyson's office says Parnell is not required to sign it. And the Alaska House is poised to vote on a $9.8 billion state operating budget. The measure advanced from the House Finance Committee on Wednesday. It could get a floor vote as early as today. The proposal is $91 million higher than the committee's first version of the bill. Alaska's unemployment rate has been lower than the national rate for 51 straight months. KDLG's Mike Mason reports that's a record, and it's the longest stretch since unemployment has been officially counted in Alaska. Alaska's unemployment rate in January was 7.8%, but when it's seasonally adjusted, it drops down to 6.7%. Once again, that's well below the U.S. unemployment rate of 7.9%. Carolyn Schultz is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. She and other observers are waiting for things to revert back to the way they used to be before the recession, with Alaska's unemployment rate being higher than the national rate.
The Alaska rate can't keep going down forever. I mean, we know that Alaska is actually, you know, a recession aside, an area of higher unemployment than a lot of places in the United States.
Schultz says the unemployment numbers indicate healthy job markets in the population centers of Alaska. Applications to the Northwest Campus's Nursing Aid Certification Program are due soon. The certification program qualifies graduates to work as nursing aides in Alaskan hospitals and assisted living facilities. The month-long course starts in Nome on May 20th and ends in Fairbanks on June 15th. Funding is available. The program accepts 10 students. Carol Gales is the program manager at Northwest Campus.
Whether you're just coming out of high school or you're a little older and you've been doing something else, it's a great opportunity to take on a career where you're actually helping people.
Many graduates go on to work at the Quiana Care Center, where they help elders with daily activities like bathing, getting dressed, and eating. Gales says becoming a nursing aide is also a great stepping stone.
If you are interested in going on to nursing, participation in a CNA course and working as a CNA are good exposure to what the career is like and also gives you a point on your application at the UAA School of Nursing program.
Applicants to the nursing aid program must be able to lift 50 pounds and pass 10th grade math and 8th grade English. High school seniors who are 17 or older can apply through NACTEC, and adults can apply through their village tribal offices. Applications are due March 22nd. The Diocese of Fairbanks is sharing in the celebration of the newly elected Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Bishop Donald Kettler, head of the Fairbanks Diocese, expressed his joy on Wednesday. As Pope Francis comes from Latin America, Bishop Kettler hopes he will be understanding of the need of missionary regions and rural communities like those in Alaska. Pope Francis, formerly Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Argentina, is the first pope elected outside of Europe in the past 1,000 years. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $2.70 an ounce to $1,591.40. Silver is down 9 cents an ounce to $28.93. Zinc is at 89 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected at 8:58 and is expected to depart at 9:43. It is unofficially 8 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.